You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actress Celia Au. Celia stars in the new film In a New York Minute, which has its premiere this weekend at the Newport Beach Film Festival in Los Angeles. Based on a Chinese short story, In a New York Minute follows three strangers as they accidentally discover the solution to their problem lies in a single pregnancy test. Amy is haunted by a past breakup that has manifested into an eating disorder. Angel is caught between a loveless marriage to an American businessman and a passionate affair with a Chinese writer. And Nina, played by Celia, moonlights as an escort in order to support herself. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Celia about the family atmosphere on set, how you break the cycle of shame, and what it is about love that can change a person so deeply. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. You good?
Hi, I'm ready now. Sorry.
No worries. My schedule's pretty good today, so I'm happy.
That was really funny, though. Oh, my gosh.
Are you actually from New York? Like, you said everyone is pretty well from New York.
Brooklyn, New York. I still like the East Coast better than the West. Sorry.
Well, I'm a Raptors fan, so I'll tolerate your Brooklyn nature at this point. Bit of a feud with you guys with the Nets, so maybe it's a Drake Jay-Z thing. I don't know what it is, but thank you so much for chatting with me, Celia. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
I saw in a New York Minute, and I really liked it. I thought it was a really well told story with some great characters.
So, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
It's always nerve wracking because you're so close to the film. And you're like, oh, yeah, I can fill in all the blanks. I know what the story's about. But I was like, it's up to the general audience, because that's never read the script, that's not part of production, to be like, yeah, this sucked. Or like, oh, no, this is watchable, or this is okay, this is good, or whatever, you know? It happens all the time. I mean, like, we were just talking about I was with my castmates in another show that's about to come out this summer that I'm in. And we're like, we're so close to it. I mean, we liked it. We're not sure if people are going to like it, though. I don't know. We can't tell.
I thought there were some really great characters, and I loved the intersecting storylines. How did you come to be part of the film?
I actually auditioned for the film. The casting director, Wayne Chang, is a dear friend of mine. I've known him since I first started acting, actually. He's one of my first actor friends. Because he went from an actor and then became a casting director. And I sent in the self-tape first, and then Wayne was like, hey, come in for a chemistry read with the director. I'm going to match you up with different guys. I'm like, okay. I remember when I first walked in, the director's like, oh, you're not as girly as envisioned you to be. I was like, yeah. I'm like, you can dress me girly, but I'm not really that girly. And then she's like, okay, cool. Yeah, we're going to make you, like, girly. I'm like, okay. Like, my friends have known me for years. Every time they see, like, a clip of the film or a picture of the film, like, who is that person? I don't know you anymore. I'm like, yeah, it's called acting.
Yeah, it's kind of part of the job, actually.
Yeah, I know. I was like, you know, when I was on these other shows, I'm not really a killer, but yeah, it's called acting.
What is it about Nina that excited you about the role? She's a great character.
Oh, yeah. First of all, like, it's something that I've never had the chance to play. I mean, if you ever meet me, I have a kind of a tomboyish kind of personality. I always get, like, the hipster, you know, the punk kid, the cool one, the one that's, you know, more rough and tough. And usually, even, like, they're like, oh, yeah, this is a girly one. So be girly, Celia. And I'm like, okay. And reading the script, I'm like, wow, she's a lot of layers and depth. Her story is everyone have, I would call it like almost like a Cinderella story in modern times. And there's her struggle of trying to make do of her current situation and make the best out of it. So I thought that was great. And to put myself in a different situation where I'm not most comfortable in. That's not me, which is, I like that, so people can see me in a different light. And that's what acting's all about, right?
Sure. How did you prepare for the role? Did you get to spend time with the other women to discuss how the storylines come together? Or was it sort of independent?
Well, funny is actually the other women are actually my friends.
Oh, okay.
We're all from New York, so we've known each other for a while. We've never worked together until this job. We spent some time with, like, Mandy, our director, who pulled, like, me apart with Roger, who plays my boyfriend in the movie. And we'll spend time getting to know each other. We rehearsed a bunch. Mandy has to be like, you can't walk like that in heels. You gotta walk a little bit more girly in heels. You know, kind of coach me through. I'll be a bit more girly. but yeah, and then we all kind of, on set, we all have time to like hang out, to get to know each other, to build kind of a relationship. And the great thing is, like, Mandy created an environment where everyone ends up being good friends. So the cast and crew, whoever's in town in LA, everyone gets together, hang out. Whoever's in New York, they all get together, hang out.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I've heard that before from other actors that just talk about the family atmosphere on set and how everybody sort of comes together. But when you build something,
yeah, because once you have that, you can trust each other. You know,
yeah.
And that's important.
Going back to Nina for a minute, I was wondering what you think her character is looking for in the film.
She's looking for, I think, simply is freedom. She doesn't want to abandon her family per se. It's just she wants to find her own self and her own life. Without being trapped with where her stepmom is basically like the queen of the flower shop and their family. And, you know, she understands that, you know, her half brother is the one that's more loved. And she's okay with that. Not a problem. It's just that she wants to be able to do what she wants to do as well. And she's not reliant on the family. So she's going out and using her way to find her own freedom and her own world, basically. And trying to build her world. Maybe not in the most common way. And she's trying to make money in the short amount of time to reach her goals and start a new life.
Yeah. One of the things I thought was interesting about her character is she seems to be sort of stuck in a cycle of shame. You know, when we see her with her friends, you know, her friends say even her, certainly at home, but even with her friends, they say, you know, good guys don't have to go after the girls like us. I was wondering what you would think it takes to break a cycle like that, especially in her case.
Bravery and trust. I mean, we always say, like, it doesn't matter if it's Nina's character, just life in general. Sometimes we're stuck in this, or we feel stuck in our own circle, and it takes the person to take a leap of faith to get out and to explore the possibility that's outside of our own circle and stop being too comfortable where you are. Because, like, yeah, great. Like, everyone has a past, right? It's just who you're striving to be.
I absolutely loved her relationship with Ian. You guys have great chemistry. I really thought you guys were an effective team.
Thank you. I was just with him yesterday. We're trying to find to book a flight together to LA for the premiere. And we're like, okay, we should travel together. Let's do it. A really good person.
That's great. Oh, that's great. Yeah, you could tell that there was a real, that there was genuine relationship there, like that you guys actually liked each other, cared about each other. It was really, sometimes you don't always see that, and I thought that was very special.
Yeah, when we were shooting, people were giving them, like, each couple a nickname, and they were like, whoa, what kind of nickname should we generate for ourselves? And we're like, yeah, we should be the weird Disney couple. Like, okay, every time they call cut, Roger and I would just spell out, like, Disney songs. To the point, our boom operator was like, oh, my God, I can't do this anymore. And then they're like, action, and then we were just, like, serious. And we're now seeing the cut, and like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I love to see everyone's reactions. Like, the two of us would just look over and people are like shaking their heads and like, oh my God.
Yeah. In light of that, with the relationship between Ian and Nina, there seems to be, like, Ian genuinely seems to love her and it seems to really affect her character. And I was wondering what it is about love that you think can change a person so deeply.
I'm not sure if the audience would feel that, but within her home and her family, she didn't feel the love from her dad, her stepmom, nor her brother, her half-brother, right? Everyone's just wanting something from her, like, give me money for this, give me money for that, or why are you working here, why are you doing that? But someone actually stop and be like, how's your day? Is everything okay? I'm thinking about starting a future with you. I see something else with you other than her just answering to her family and trying to help support in a way. So this gives her a light in the other end of the tunnel, basically. She sees the light with Ian, that there's a future and there's a new life ahead of them, that she doesn't need to be stuck. And I think it's really nice when you are feeling like no one cares about you at all, and someone's like, hey, how's your day? Like, I'm here for you. When you meet me, I'm just a phone call away. You can text me and I'll show up. It's a sense of security and support.
That does, I feel like, comes across within your story in the film for sure. Honestly, I think it's a really well-told, lovely story. And you know what? One of the things I liked about the film specifically is that it does seem to be a truly Asian story. It's set in New York. It's a fully Asian cast, and there's a real... It's exciting to see that. I was wondering...
I think it's cool to have a full Asian cast, but I think the story, it doesn't matter if you are Caucasian or Black American, it doesn't matter if you're Hispanic, it relates to everyone. It's just human life and circumstances that we all experience. Maybe instead of, like, you know, a flush shop, maybe someone that owns a diner, you know, it's just a different setting, but it's the same story that I feel like everyone can relate to.
Yeah, it's very accessible. I just thought it was an incredible story, and it's a wonderful film. Now, it premieres on the 28th at the Newport Film Festival, and it says it follows up on the LA Film Festival. Is that the next day?
No, so the Newport Beach Film Festival is our world premiere on the 28th, and then we have a second screening at Newport Beach on April 1st, and then that follows up with the LA Asian American Pacific Film Festival on May 7th.
Oh, okay. Now, wait, did you say the second screening's May 1st?
Yes. That's been confusing April and May for a while.
Well, honestly, Celia, In a New York Minute, it's a great film. I wish you guys the best. And like I said, it's wonderful storytelling with some great characters. So thank you so much for spending the time to chat with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for watching the film and helping us spread the word about it.
No problem. Anytime.